All right, it's the pre-show here for the 14th of January. It's a Tuesday. And I suppose what I could give you, what you haven't really gotten from me, you may be getting it from other people, is the, up close and personal view of what's going on here in Southern California. Because Los Angeles is a city, as Raymond Chandler once said, what did he say, that L.A. is a collection of suburbs in search of a city? Was that Raymond Chandler? Los Angeles there is a city limit to Los Angeles, and there are a great many districts of Los Angeles that you've heard of. Hollywood is one of them. Studio City is another one. San Pedro is another one. Much of the Valley, San Fernando Valley, these are all sections of Los Angeles City. And then you get beyond the city. When you head out east especially, you're heading now beyond the city limits, and you get into Pasadena, Arcadia. That's where I grew up. And beyond that, you have Monrovia, San Dimas. You get into the Inland Empire, which is the San Berdus and the Riversides and the Pomonas and the Ontarios. And on the other side of that, on the western side, as you go up the 101 freeway out of Hollywood and out of L.A. City and out, getting through the valley, then you get into the outlying areas like Thousand Oaks and Westlake Village and Newberry Park and off into Oxnard and Port Hueneme and Ventura. Now, Ventura, this is kind of the metro Los Angeles picture, but don't confuse that with being born and raised in L.A. Were you born and raised in L.A., Phil? I was born and raised in the L.A. area. If I was born and raised in Ventura, I'd say I was born and raised in Southern California. It's close to L.A. and in the west side of Los Angeles, that kind of thing. Same thing with Newport Beach. Were you born in L.A.? I come from Orange County, kind of metropolitan L.A., west of L.A. Are you from L.A.? Yeah, I'm from the city center. I'm from South Central. I come from, the Valley. I come from Hollywood. I come from... Now, West Hollywood is an interesting situation. West Hollywood was county for many, many years. Now, I don't know how this evolved, but I believe West Hollywood was county, and it might still have been county when it became very, very well known as a gay community, as a significant community of gay people. And the reason why West Hollywood became this focal point, concentration of gay people, is because back in the day when Los Angeles PD would chase gay people away from gay bars, parties, meeting places, gay folks would immediately split into the county because LAPD had no jurisdiction. So the gay folks went right over the city line into West Hollywood, and West Hollywood became significant community of gay people, gay men and lesbians, and was that way throughout my life on up into my adult years when I went to work in radio, and they began having the gay pride parades, and at some point, West Hollywood became a city, and it was no longer unincorporated county. It was the city of West Hollywood, which it is today. Now, I don't think they have their own police force. I think they do what a lot of cities do. They contract with LA County Sheriff. So the sheriff patrol as a city police in a way. I think if you look at the sheriff's cars, this may be true in a lot of states, it'll say City of West Hollywood. Like here in L.A., I'll see City of Thousand Oaks, City of Westlake Village. Well, they are cities, but those cars are L.A., or those are Los Angeles County sheriff cars. So there's all parts of Los Angeles, So when we say that we're proud of this city, or we're proud of Southern California, we're proud of being a part of the Los Angeles metro, we're proud of what L.A. is able to achieve, we're proud to be people that... conduct or transact business and culture and friends and relationships and good times and bad times with the people of Los Angeles. We're all the community, and I will tell you right now, I've been fucking depressed. I have been fucking depressed. I didn't start out wanting to be depressed. I didn't get up in the morning and say, there's a lot of fires. I think I'll be depressed. It just kicks your fucking ass. Because, like I was saying to, I talked to Lauren today. Lauren's back east. And we were talking about it because Lauren's been to all the places I've been to. She comes from Oklahoma originally, but when she got to Los Angeles, she became very, very conversant with and active in the LA entertainment business and was in a lot of the places that I went to and a lot of the places we all, you know, have been to. And I said, it's depressing, man, to know these places have burned to the ground. It's depressing to know that when I drive down that street, whenever it is that I do drive down it again, I haven't been down PCH yet. I know that when I go down PCH, it's going to be a shock. When I go down PCH for the first time, it'll be a shock. I may start fucking crying. I'm not kidding you. All the places that I knew, all the places that were familiar, all the places that we went to, all the places that we time and again saw, the landmarks, the neon sign, you know, the billboards, all of this stuff, gone. Fucking gone. Now, I believe, I'm hoping, maybe I shouldn't speak too soon, because somebody's probably going to fill me in on this. I think the Malibu Pier is still there. You know, I'm going to look it up right now. I think it is. I didn't hear that the Malibu Pier went up. That would have been a big fucking story. Is the Malibu Pier still there? I mean, that's literally the question. Well, Malibu Pier is closed due to the Palisades fire. Our pier history, it's still there. It's still there. Thank fucking God. Is the Malibu Pier still open? Owned and operated by California State Parks, celebrated the grand reopening in June of 2008. The pier is currently okay. That's according to the pier, the Malibu Pier Instagram account, right? Yeah. Whew. That's huge. Because I I don't know, man. That would have been really a massive bummer. Malibu Inn right next to it is doing all right. Anyway, there you have it. You know. But all those other places are fucking gone, Jack. So when I go down, so that's what's depressing me. And I finally realized, just give into it, Phil. Don't fight it. You know why you're depressed. I think, God, this must be something wrong with me. What's wrong with me? I need an antidepressant or something. Everything looks, and I realized what it was. I was reacting off of all of this horrifying news. So I was on the phone tonight with Jackie. We were watching the Ram game, and I started to feel better. Rams were winning. We talked about the shit we'd seen, and her perspective from being out of state. And it's all good, man. we'll survive. I say this in the general collective sense. Of course, we're all responsible for our own fates, I think the overall environment for it is better, you know? God damn, my foot hurts. Fuck, god damn. It hurts. Motherfucker, hurts. All right, let's do it. Let's do it to it. It's today, the 14th? Okay, man. Today's the 14th, man. How about Gloria Grubner worldwide, man? She's fucking awesome, isn't she? I like her. Isn't she? I love her.
I'm Gloria Grubner.
What the fuck? Bitch. Mother, would you stop?
Larry,
just stop, mother. No, what in the fuck is this? Reminder, tomorrow, 12:30 to 1. All right, I'm there. Good. Red flag warning for be cautious. Who the fuck is this? Wednesday, 4 p.m. All right. Oh, look at this, man. I got an audition.
What?
I am a strike notice. Well, I don't know, man. Video game censor. I don't want to get into trouble.
What?
I'm such a fucking stalwart union guy. I don't know. I think I got to pass. I need to pass on this until I can get some clarity on this issue. Thank you. I don't know, man. I don't think I need... I don't want to audition for something that I need to call you. What? No, man. No. I just don't think I should do this. All right, man. I hope they don't get mad at me. Okay, fuck it. Here we go, baby. Now, why did I do this? Oh, what? What am I doing? Oh, I know. Boy, I was on the post-show, on the video log yesterday, I was talking about the injury to my shoulder last year, how it all happened and how it changed the year. And, you know, I never, ever saw it as bad luck. That's probably the difference between Phil Hendry of today and the Phil Hendry of, say, 10 years ago. I would have been sitting there going, God damn it, why did this happen to me? And I just pushed through it. It's, well, oh, fuck, this is fucked up. But, hey, let's get it fixed. So that's a big attitude change for me that I'm very, that I noticed and I'm very proud of, you know. Or I should say proud of. I noticed and I'm happy about. Okay.